we've gone deep into the archives to bring you
some liquid gold.
This is the Rush Hour Vault. August 21, 2018.
Now, Bill.
Yes, Jim.
We're talking about when you finish up.
Oh, no. Like poor old BJ.
Like BJ, Waitie, of course. Yeah. You get called in, you finish up. And it's interesting how it happens differently to different people.
Yes, Jim.
I still, this still makes me laugh. It's 1996, 97 season.
Cricket season.
Cricket season, this South Australia.
Playing for the Redbacks.
Yep. I had just finished two seasons of making 1,000 runs. Yep. And then the next year, 970 runs.
So 1,000, 970.
No, 1,000, then 970, my last two years. Yeah. And we won the Sheffield Shield at the back end of the last year.
Oh, wow. You were
and Bill, I had earned at that stage, this is what I find hilarious, because that last year, if you make the Shield final, you play 12 first-class games.
Yes.
10, a tour match against whoever's come out, New Zealand or England or Pakistan or whatever, and then the Shield final. That's 12.
12.
We'd also made the final of the one-day comp, so we'd played it. The home and away's in that, and then a semi, and then the final. So that's the maximum amount of games as a first-class cricketer you can play in Australia if you don't play for Australia.
So how many? About 20, we're saying.
Can't think of how many.
Yeah.
$38,000 before tax.
Before tax.
Yep.
Sucked in.
That was my group certificate.
Oh, no.
In 1996, 97. So I was offered more than double that, Huey, to do breakfast with SAFM.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
Had two kids under three. Mm. So anyway, I went in to see David Johnson, who was the secretary of the SACA, went down and did a great job running cricket in Tassie, and a very, very nice fella. Anyway, I went in to see him, but Bill, I was open to my mind being changed. I was open to him saying, well, anyway.
Nice contract come along, Jim.
Just, I was only 20. Bill, I'm only 29. I've come off those two seasons. Anyway, so I sit down and explain all of this to Jono.
Yeah.
He hasn't said a word, by the way, on the other side of the desk. I finish up.
Yes.
He looks at me and he says, all right, because the game was coming up in Perth, the next game. He goes, all right, I'll ring the selectors, tell them you're not playing beyond this game, and I'll also ring the head of pays to make sure that, one, your pay gets severed at the end of that, and B, it's only a one-way flight to Perth.
Oh, no. One
you
way.
Make your own
oh,
way.
No.
Bill,
fair dinkum.
I was out of there within 3 minutes.
With nothing.
Not a word of, well, you wouldn't like to reconsider, you know, we still think you got a bit to offer.
Exactly.
Not a word.
We've got you in our top five.
Oh, straight out of there. And that was the end of it, Willis.
No more cricket.
No, never played the game again.
So did.
No, well, not one person, Bill, rang me and tried to get me to talk.
Who was coach at the time?
Bob Hammond or someone.
Didn't try and
Jamie
get you back.
Not one person tried to talk me out of it.
Oh, Jim.
So anyway, how'd you go?
Jim, much the same. 1997, struggling I was, Jim. Had the ankle, which I couldn't run off that pier down there at St Kilda. Actually, Hammy, I couldn't play, to be honest, Jim. I was out of contract. I just thought, I'll have a chat there, easy. I might get 1 year. Because I was on 198 games, Jim. Would have been nice to play 200.
Get the 200 up.
Maybe get another 100K. I think I was getting paid about then, 80 or 100K back then, Jim. And I play in the reserves, all that. Took in me big fool's cap sheet. I had a bit of a folder. I was very prepared.
To mount your case. Yeah.
Mount my case. I wrote down all these dot points, Jim. And I walk in, sit down, easy goes, I'll save you some time, Bill. We're not going to renegotiate your contract.
You lasted even less than
less. I didn't even get out. How are you going, Izzy? We're not going to renegotiate your contract.
You finish up tonight.
You got anything to say? And I had this folder and I didn't even open it. Didn't even open it. I go, all right then, Izzy goes, but I'll tell you what we'll do. Best and fairest is coming up Thursday night. You can get up and say you're retired.
All right.
I go, oh, thank you.
Thanks for that, that's Gary.
I get up, tears and all that Thursday night. Said, hard decision, but I think I should retire. Oh, Jim. So that was it. Done. Went from about 100 grand me last year. What was that, 97?
Yep.
Sacked. Went to the Geelong Footy Club. I did find a job in there in marketing. Till Lazy gave me the ass there too, because me and Ryan Murphy used to work next door and just laugh all day. Giggle and laugh. And that was 30 grand. So I went from 100 to a 30. That's the hardest thing because, don't worry, the missus and kids are all spending up here at the 100 and old poor old Wilbur's bringing home 30.
Bill.
Jim was hard.
I'll tell the selectors and I'll make it a one-way flight to Perth.
It's triple
we
M.
Shouldn't laugh, Jim. Oh, wow, we.
Oh, come on, Jono.
Come on, Jono.
Make your own way home.
Come on, easy.
Come on.